extend the product life cycle. How do you extend the product life cycle? So when you are in a maturity or a decline stage, the decision to extend the life cycle needs to be taken by the marketing manager. So how does he do that? You advertise. So you advertise to a relevant modes and mediums, to a relevant target. Maybe you add more target segments to it. You may keep the marketing mix limited, but you may add more targets so that you get those, people not buying, or they have heard about you but they were not able to buy. You get those kind of people in. Again, we have studied, different types of profile. So innovator, early adopters, large, majority adopter, laggards, etc. So these are the people who need to come in to buy your products and through advertising, etc. Exploring and expanding the new market. If you have not gone to the new market for the same product, then you should do that. Expand your product reach in the new market. Price reduction is one simple strategy that can be done. Add features which were not available earlier, so that the people interest in the product again comes back. So that's a feature addition. Packaging, change packaging. You often find ab naye pack mein, ab naye andaaz mein, kind of ab nayi flavor ke saath, etc. So those are the things that happen. So depth is played with. Packaging is one route to do this. Changing customer consumption habits. You probably compel people to change their customer habits. So like in the toothpaste, as you know, more and more time it is advertised ke bhai do bar din mein karna chahiye wagera, so similarly there are many other products for which you can compel consumer to look at changing their usage habit. So that, or you make them you enlighten them on what more you can. So Milkmaid as a product, if you know from Amul, it's a thick paste of milk, this thing. Now, how to increase this? And so they come out in their advertisements and all. They show whether custard being made, they show whether ice cream being made, they show juice, milkshakes being made, etc. So this is how you kind of change the consumer habits and you make your product being used more. Special promotions, you do 50% off, one ek per ek free, bundle packs, etc. Heightening interest, you create probably at that point of time some excitement in the market, some contest, some associations, etc. And then heighten the interest of that product among the target customers so that they come back or they continue to use your product for a longer time. So this is how the product life cycle extending can take place. New product development process. So we are at a stage where we want to understand when the new product is developed, what happens. So new product development is a critical aspect of product as one of the P's of marketing mix. New product development stages are, you require attention to following points. New product strategy, idea generation, idea screening, idea evaluation, development and commercialization. I will quickly take this because commercialization is something which is explained. It's like you have to have your product strategy, and a new product strategy is a result of your understanding the consumer need better. Once you do that, then you decide whether you want to increase the level, so product level which we have discussed, or you want to increase the mix, which is line, depth, width or depth, etc. So that is what, for which you need to get into idea generation. Idea generation itself is a challenging subject. There are various models available, seven heads, and there are various other things. This is how the organizations conduct themselves and they generate idea. Idea can come from the channel, idea can come even from the consumers, etc. So idea generation phase is a crucial phase, post which you get into screening of the idea and shortlisting. After that you do a pilot, which may not be clearly mentioned already, but development is that. Development is a two perspective, pilot, test marketing, and then deciding, this is what is going to really work for us. So that's the stage where you decide the development of it. So you get into really now making a full-fledged product. So while test marketing level and all, it's still a laboratory product, but now once you decide this is going to help you, you get into actual development of producing the product. And that's the stage where commercialization of the product comes into perspective. I am explaining you only commercialization out here. Commercialization means what? So decide about the product inclusions. So what will be the product mix for it? So what will be the length? What will be the depth? What will be the width of it? How it is, synergized. So in that graph you have seen, so how it is and where it is fitting into your overall product portfolio. Decide its marketing mix. So for each of them, you will have to then have a marketing mix. You have to have a marketing plan, which is right from launch to rolling out to monitoring and finally ensuring that the objective, marketing objective is achieved with the scale down to the zone level, regional level, etc. Approve return on investment based on the marketing plan. So based on the marketing plan, you will get an idea what is going to be my return on investment. We have studied that demand estimation systems through which then you derive your market estimation and from there the return on investment. Initial tasks linked with all of the above. So it includes channel finalization, marketing communication, etc. So entire task of commercialization requires attention to these aspects as well. Network, deciding how will you sell, whether you want to introduce on an online or not to introduce on an online, etc. So all those decisions are taken. Nowadays, many products are first launched online. So this is what is a stage of a commercialization. Develop the production plan. So how the production plan that is there to support your rollout in the market. So that has to be synced in and develop a launch plan. So how will you launch this product? Simultaneous launch, gradual launch, online launch, then later it comes to the brick and mortar shops, etc. So that's the whole aspect of product, new product commercialization phase. Okay, now we understand brand as a product perspective. We have understood in one of the decision graph that branding is also one of the important perspective of product decision dimensions. So why organizations build any brand? It facilitates the recall at the buyer level. That recall helps you to also do a repeat purchase, first purchase and the repeat purchase. Creates unbeatable competitive differentiation. So I go and say, "Bhai, mujhe Bisleri do," means you have achieved that differentiation. You may later walk in with the Kinley in your hand, that's a different aspect altogether, but your brand has reached the synonyms of the category itself. So that's a clear distinction. When it comes to assured timely delivery, in my mind, DHL, nobody has so far got that space. When it comes to Maggi, it's a Maggi. When it comes to noodle, it's a Maggi noodle. So that's how when it comes to toothpaste, it's Colgate. Okay. I have then moved into my life as my life cycle has progressed. So I moved away, moved from the normal Colgate to Colgate Total because now at mid-age, you require various care for your teeth. Now I am trying herbal, but brand is Colgate. Going out of brand length and width strategy. So gaining, lot by adopting your brand length and width strategy, including depth also. Brand bonding, how am I bonded so well with Gillette? In my earlier example also, I have said, how am I bonded so well with Colgate when it comes to toothpaste? Etc. Yes, in my house, however, this is getting broken. Other family members are using Patanjali Dant Kranti. Okay, so that's what they have changed now. Their brand loyalty has shifted to something else. So, all these aspects are crucial. Explore international market. If I have a strong brand, I can enter international market and I can tap even the potential of the international market. Later on, to get the customer life cycle value, lifetime value captured for me, then the equity building and providing value for money, etc., are all synonyms with the brand that you create for yourself. So that's the reason why organizations build brand. Advantage of branding, instant recognition, right time recall. So that's why when I go to a retail store, I am able to recognize and recall what I want. Repeat trials, it facilitates. Once I start liking you, I'll come again and again. Acceptance, it provides you consumer acceptance. When something else about the shaving comes from Gillette, I will consider it first. So Gillette was earlier only into razor, then they have brought in the Gillette gel. Now they have Gillette multi, three blade, fly blade razors, etc. So I don't mind trying because I'm so attached to that brand when it comes to shaving products. Okay. Facilitates differentiation. So it creates that unique differentiation which compels me to keep coming to you because you are also fulfilling the promise that you are making. Loyalty and builds equity. So I'm very loyal and my equity with say Raymond's as a trouser, clothing is very strong and strengthens channel partnership. When your brand is powerful, the channel wants to work for you. If it is not, then channel will start pestering you on various things by way of assuring you the push in the market and extract more commission, etc. But if your brand is strong, then you have a channel power. You are powerful over channel and not the other way around. Market segmentations and all are possible by creating different branding layers. So as you see that Rin, Wheel and Surf Excel, there are three different brands catering to different market segments. And gives legal protection. If you have a branding, you are protected against its misuse by the other competition who tries to introduce the similar product or you know, copy products, etc. So there is a patent protection, right protection, etc. available if you create a brand. So these are the advantage of branding. There are more benefits of a strong brand. Customer recognition is the first. Competitive edge in the market, you create a distinct competitive differentiation advantage for you. Later, it is easy for you to introduce new products under the same brand. So new product under the same brand, it is very easy. Oil of Olay came earlier with one particular cream, but now they have a range of product. Fair and Lovely, now the name is changing, also had a multi-product. Earlier, they just came with one cream. So likewise, so these are possible to then introduce. Gillette itself takes a razor, then they came into gel, they came into other products of a shaving, category as such. Customer loyalty and shared values. You acquire customer loyalty, you both share a common values and the bonding in grows. So as a result, share of pocket over the life span of the consumer is acquired by the brand. Enhance credibility and ease of purchase. Walk into Raymond shop, buy the clothes, I know there is a lot of credibility. I know that if anything, this thing, they will attend to me, etc. I know that nothing will happen to their clothes, the longevity that they offer to me, etc. So all those aspects, the kind of fall, the kind of, style it gives it to me. It's a high credibility with the product range of Raymond's, when it comes to trousers, etc. So I'm comfortable buying that. So ease of purchase, they have stores around nearest to me, etc. Nowadays with online, many companies have started their online this thing, etc. So these are the benefits of the strong brand. Determining and establishing brand positioning. This is one thing that we need to really study. So we need to understand how to do the brand positioning. We have actually studied this bit in the chapter 1, but I will just quickly touch base. Determine the segment and target market. I have told you, so first you derive your segments, and then from there multiple segments that you think you can attract, you decide your target segment. So target market is decided. Defining and commenting the competitive frame of reference. So that's the second point, is very important. What is your competitive frame of reference? So how, what all does it include? First of all, your category membership. So which category you are? So whether fast food, whether you are into packaged food, whether you are into premium garments, whether you are into fashion garments, etc. So those are the, when you say category, a courier is a category, or whether you are express delivery as a category. So which category that are you in? Second, validate that you belong and you get identified in that category. You must really evaluate whether people will identify you in that category. And whether you belong to that category. For the existing brand, is very essential to determine whether they still belong to that category or not. Decides where you wish to be. Suppose there is a gap, then you have to decide where you wish to be. So you will know what you mileage you need to cover. So that's what evaluating your competitive frame of reference is very critical. The third point, which is choosing a point of parity or point of difference. This needs to be really understood. You plot your brand vis-a-vis competitive brands on point of difference and point of parity. Point of parity means something similar to you, between you, something different between you. Now I have plotted for you and I have given you an idea as to where will you really create an edge for you. So let's study this little very quickly. Your point of difference, which is POD, vis-a-vis competition point of difference. That is POD of competitive, this thing also. Both will attract negative correlation aspects of the brand. So in this case, what you try to do, you attract the what is not in the other brand or what is there in your brand. So that's how you try and kind of create. But then that's a, as a confusing area. Now you take your point of parity vis-a-vis the competition. Your point of parity with something differentiating by them. Point of differentiation of the competition. Then competition edge over your brand means competition has a better differentiating features over your points of features or point of parity. That means here the competitor is in edge over you. Okay, your point of parity versus the competition point of parity, you all are in the me too category. If both have almost same feature and functional parity, then you are into me too category, you know, kind of. Both will have a similar issue when they go to the market. However, your point of difference is better than the competition point of parity. That's where your brand has an edge over others. Now it is your skill. After you decide that these are the things which gives me the point of difference over competition. Now from there, maybe you select one specific area around which you develop your positioning and then evolve your brand positioning in that area. So something which differentiates you over the competition is your positioning plank. So that's what you need to evolve your brand and create your position to match with that and then sit over it. So you coin your delivery, brand delivery promise also on in that line, and then ensure that you deliver that experience again and again and again, year after year. So that's what. Say for example, if I had to give you an idea, web tracking as a this thing came first from the DHL, and soon within 6 months to 1 year, most courier companies also announced that they also too can help you with the web tracking. I myself have studied this as a marketeer and as a, you know, faculty, etc. Many were able to an extent comply with it. Many just created as a feature, but when it comes to real time updates, they were failing. You will not get a real time update where your parcel is. So you see that, you know, while this was happening, while every other competing manufacturers were struggling to be web tracking ready, DHL took the next step, which is real-time update. Their people started coming with the POS to the office and the house, and they take your signature, etc. And the data is quickly uploaded when they get to their base station or when they get into the Wi-Fi connectivity area. The data is uploaded immediately. So you get, they started offering you real-time tracking. Now it is time for many courier companies to still even reach there, because there is an investment and the training and network establishment and IT structuring needed, which they did. While others were struggling, they moved one notch above. So you see that you have to not only develop your position, develop your brand promise, but continue to meet that. Establishing your brand positioning, release the brand position in the market in the right manner. So how you establish your brand positioning? So far we have come into deriving the brand positioning. Now we get into establishing your brand positioning. First is, you must rightly release the brand in the market. It could be the product packaging, right product packaging that you offer. So I go back to not like a filmy packaging, but say Maruti example in the level we have taken. So like 7 colors, 3 variants, etc. So that's what I mean by the product packaging. How your MarCom is, and a marketing communication strategy that you have evolved for yourself. What is your channel that you have chosen? Channel mix, as you say, whether brick and mortar, behind it there is a CNF agent, wholesalers, etc., or online or both, etc. There are other aspects that you need to also consider. Ultimately, everything sets into your ability to meet the brand promise. So that's what we call release the product appropriately in the market. Many times what happens, ad starts coming in, the product is released early, but product fails to then meet certain promise needs. So as a result, the negative publicity starts. So one need to be careful. Second is updating position over time. Your position is a rented place in the mind of the consumer, as I have told you. So you have to always strive to see that you continue to remain there, for which you have to update it. So updation needs what? Over time is a matter of competitive environment. You are there. You may not do anything, but competition may evolve itself better. Or two main issues that need to be tackled. One is to deepen the meaning of the brand, or second is the respond to competitive challenges. So deepen the meaning of the brand means laddering. There is a concept called brand laddering. Respond to competitive challenges that threatens your existing brand position, and that's the reacting, as a strategy. So as we are learning about establishing a position, one of the concepts that we thought we need to understand is the brand laddering. The best example is the Coca-Cola example that I can give you, friends. Here you see that Coca-Cola has moved from one level to the above. Initially they were on the feature specific, then they moved on to the product benefit level, then they moved their positioning over the consumer rewards, and then finally emotional benefits, open happiness. That's what their current this thing is. Yeah, in the 04 when they came in, it's a caffeinated drinks. Yeah, from there they have gone into defining it itself as a open happiness. And so you see that how they have ladder from functional benefit to higher order emotional individual connect level that they have reached themselves. Yeah, so that's what brand laddering is known as. Yeah, reactive strategies involved three areas. Yeah, you have three choices available to you while you choose to have the reactive strategies. Yeah, so there's do nothing, you remain stagnant, you do nothing about what competition is doing. Second, be defensive. You do things which will enable you to create a defense so that your position is not threatened. Yeah. And the third is, attack is the best form of defense, as they say, go on offensive. So if competition is creating something, you need to attack it with, you get into the offensive mode of re-establishing yourself. So for which you may have to do a lot of thinking, then derive your revised positioning approach, and then go all out to see that you offensively defend yourself in a manner that you retain your brand positioning superiority over competition. So that's the establishing your brand positioning. So we are studying how packaging can be one of the decision criteria when it comes to overall P, that is as a product, as a marketing foundation. What does the packaging play a role as? So it has to ensure that primary and secondary protection is given. I will give you a live example. Look at this, friends. I have in front of me a biscuit pack of a diet biscuit. Now you see that this is the plastic packaging they have given. These biscuits are generally fragile. They are not like a Parle G milk biscuits, which are rigid. So this needs a primary protection. So they have given this, and this not only serves primary packaging need, but also when they are put in the carton, etc., it plays a secondary packaging need also. Of course, later on there is a tertiary packs and all, which ensures long distance traveling and all. Second is a promotion, for promoting a specific cause. So various packaging may carry a message about promotion of the cause, etc. Like Siksha, as I told you, of the Procter & Gamble PNG. So when they were really hard promoting it, various products packaging were conveying that message. Current scheme, which is also a product promotion, can come onto the packaging itself. Cross promotion, with this pack, if you want to sell something else, etc., scheme, or you want to convey to customer, okay, with this there is something free, or with this you can avail 30% discount on other product, etc. So those kind of announcements can come in. Free scheme, bundle promotion scheme, etc., can be a part of your packaging design. Enhancement. At a repeated interval, when you really enhance your packaging layout and design, etc., it creates that value. It creates utility for people. Utility in the sense, you make your packaging more and more customer oriented, customer friendly, where you have seen a lot of pilfer proof packagings have come in to stop adulterations and all, holographic this thing, or various ways that your company tries to see that the pilferage is minimized of their product, so that the customer gets original product as it is. So that's an enhancement that it facilitates. So packaging, as we've seen, what is earlier been covered, which is not covered here, is as a product, as a packaging means you then have a trial pack, you then have a refill pack, you then have a reusage pack, etc. So those kind of aspects will come in. Now today government is getting more and more hard. So they have given that PET bottle guys and those people some time where either you resource the product back or you totally eliminate. So that's a choice available. So these are the aspects that are linked to the product packaging. We come to warranty decisions. That's also a part of a product decisions. Why? You may either offer no warranty. You think your product is malfunction free, no manufacturing defects, because of high technology adoption that you have, probably you may not offer any warranty. May sound great to a customer. You may offer limited warranty. It may cover certain components or certain nature of damage, or you may offer full warranty. Any defects during a period will be taken care of. So that is upfront announced. Can a free warranty for 1 year, 2 year, whatever. You give extended warranty, that is a longer period warranty. So you are offering 1 year free warranty. you give extended warranty for which you may charge nominal cost yani to the customer. He has an option to take it or not. So that's an extended warranty. So that way you are trying to convey to customer again something in terms of your product. What are the warranty decisions that come into picture? You may offer extended warranty. You create a differentiation by doing that. Car manufacturers have now started giving 3 years and some of them are giving even 4 and 5 years of warranty. So that is just to create that belief in the quality of your product among the customers. Remain competitive. So once you do 3 and some car manufacturers then move away from 3 to 5 years, others will have to follow. So as a result, you remain competitive. And you have differentiated yourself. You created a differentiation. So that's the beauty of this thing. You remain competitive by following. Even if the leader has announced somebody, you do this and you remain competitive. Extended warranty is also offered on additional payments. So these are for laptops, music instruments, etc., where additional warranty at a cost is offered. Many times extended warranty comes free also. So now with extended 2 year warranty, so like earlier they were giving 1 year, now you are getting 2 year. So extended period by additional 1 year. So on product launch, it is an extended warranty for 2 years. So that's a free component. 1 year warranty, extended warranty available. So then when you inquire about it, it is told to you that you have a 3 year package costing you 2000 rupees. Now under that, any parts can be replaced by you if it goes fat, you know, during the course of 3 years after your purchase of laptop, etc. So that's how the extended warranty plays an important product decision role. Yeah. So one need to really relate it with the product and therefore you will understand how warranty is linked with the product decisions. So friends, in this chapter, we have learned everything about one of the P of marketing, that is product. We have learned what is product, we have learned what is product mix, and we have learned various other aspects of product, that is product mix, product length, width, depth, etc., with the product life cycle, then packaging and, you know, warranty as a product aspects of marketing decisions. Thank you.